Life begins to feel dull. Your reality has been shaped by an Instagram algorithm. It doesn't just make you feel good physically. Where we don't have to worry about anything else. When people feel appreciated or loved or valued, the urge completely goes away. They simply watch it to satisfy them emotionally. You cannot go to motivation to solve your problems. All right, we're started. I'm not even going to lie, I kind of forgot how to do a podcast intro because it's been so freaking long. Welcome, my friends, back to the show. I'm so very excited to talk about this topic today. Today we're going to be talking about, and this might get a little bit uncomfortable for a lot of you listening, and I just wanted to give you that as a warning. Like, this may be a very uncomfortable topic for a lot of you listening. We are going to be talking about pornography, and that might sound a little bit cringe or weird, but this is a serious thing that's going on in our society today. This is a serious issue that not a lot of people have talked about. There has been, some people who talk about it, but there has not been a lot of people talking about it, so I'm going to talk about it today. We're going to be getting into some of the statistics behind it, how many people view it and stuff like that. We're going to be talking about the impact that it has on your life, understanding the addiction. So understanding kind of the brain, like why it gets so difficult for a lot of people to quit, because that's what it is. It can be addicting. So we're going to be talking about that, and then we're going to be talking about, I think at the very end, a little bit about motivation and going over a little bit about how to quit watching pornography. So if any of that interests you at all, I'm going to be talking about why people get addicted, why it's so addicting, but also why they stay in that addiction even when they don't want to be. Some of you may be saying that's how addiction works, but I want to understand, the point of this podcast is to understand why things are the way that they are. So that's what we're going to get into today, understanding the porndemic. I was looking at, that's not my term for it, but I think it's pretty cool, so I'm going to roll with it. So if you are new to the show, welcome. This is a very interesting episode for you to tune in onto for your first episode. If you are a repeat listener, welcome back, my friends. I hope you have enjoyed your life while I have been gone. My goodness gracious. If you enjoy this episode, I would really appreciate it if you share a link to one of your friends or share one of the reels or one of the posts that I post during the week on Instagram or Facebook. That would be super, super helpful. Or you could leave a rating or review on whatever platform you're listening on. That also really helps me out. It helps boost the algorithm, send out the podcast to as many people as the algorithm wants. So any of those ways of helping out would be super, super appreciated. I'm going to leave a bunch of links on the website or whatever. You can check it out. Just look up Alpha Insight Podcast and you'll find the website. Connected to this episode, you'll find all the a bunch of research links and all that stuff, all that good stuff behind this topic. So I always, always suggest you do your own homework, do your own research, and learn something for yourself. Don't just consume all the time. So without further ado, I totally forgot my intro. Hello and welcome to the Alpha Insight Podcast, where we talk about new ways to view our society and culture, where we talk about issues that are going on in our society and culture and mental health. This platform is not here to harm or shame anyone, but to provide the truth, hoping to help shape you and grow you into a stronger, healthier person. I'm your host, Jameson Reiling, and welcome to the show. So, pornography. Let's just get right into it, I guess. It's like the plague that is growing faster than a wildfire in California. But seriously, this is actually a very big issue in our society today, pornography. And it's something that is not talked about a lot. Like, how many people are going out there and talking about pornography? It's a very uncomfortable thing to talk about, especially because I think a big reason we don't talk about it very often is because it's a shameful thing. Nobody really feels great about watching porn unless you're maybe in fifth grade, in which a lot of people promote it, or, you know, middle school, high school, or whatever. It's kind of promoted among young people, at least in my experience. And I know it's not just my experience, but when people, usually the age when people do start viewing porn is an age where a lot of people are promoting it. So let's start off here with a couple statistics on how many people use it. So around 2.5 million users every 60 seconds. 2.5 million users on porn every 60 seconds. And that's among the porn websites, not just one website. This is kind of collectively or whatever, I guess. But 2.5 million users every 60 seconds, over 40 million regular users per month. And there is over 6 billion visits per year. That's like more than, that's like almost as, I don't even know, as many people that live in the world or something. I don't really know the exact numbers on that. But that's a lot of internet traffic, I guess I could say. That's a lot of people, and that's a lot of time being spent. That's, wow. So some people don't really understand what porn is and why people watch it, and so I'm kind of going to explain that today. Some of you listening do watch it. Some of you do have an addiction to it, and I'm going to kind of go over that and understanding why it is so difficult to quit. So whether you watch it or you don't watch it, stay tuned. Be sure to stick around to the end of the episode. This is going to be a very awesome episode. So the reason I'm talking about this is because it's a very large issue. Like, the amount of people that watch pornography is insane, but the amount of like regular viewers is also literally insane. But this is something that nobody talks about. Like, how many of your friends, like, who's talking about the issues about pornography in public? Like, nobody. It's kind of like a shameful thing to talk about. So that's why I'm here. Don't worry. And a big reason it is watched so much is because in society, at a young age, it is supported. It's advocated for. So let us first talk about how society views it. So with younger people, it is viewed as, you know, it's supported, it's advocated for, I guess. I don't know about advocated for, but very much supported with younger people. I mean, at least I can remember. The older you get, I feel like a lot of people disagree with it. A lot of people agree with it. It's iffy, but not a lot of people talk about it, which is why I think it's such a big thing, because it's kind of one of those things that, like, you know, if nobody talks about it, then it's not an issue, right? So now that we know kind of how many people are watching it, how often people are watching it, jumping straight into the points on how pornography affects your daily life or people's daily lives who do watch it. The first point that I have here is impact on relationships. The impact that it has on your relationships, and not just with like your girlfriend or boyfriend. And okay. So a lot of you listening may be thinking like, oh, this is just a guy's issue and whatever. And it's mainly a guy's issue. But the women's statistics have been rising on the porn viewing, I guess. It's about 70% of viewers are men or guys, and about 30% are the ladies. So it's not just guys I'm talking to here, but yes, the majority of them, of viewers, are guys. So jumping straight into these, the impact that it has on relationships. When you're watching porn, you can call this an unpopular opinion if you want. It's not just that you're watching porn, but you are being unfaithful to the person that you are with, if you are with somebody. It is being unfaithful. And if you want to try and disagree with me on that, like, I don't know, disagree all you want, but that's what it is. You're literally watching and having lust for somebody else other than the person that you were with. And if you don't think that that is cheating, or if that is being faithful, I don't know, maybe that's just how I view it. Some people say you can look, but you can't touch. And I don't know, I kind of think people who say that are there's a difference between looking at somebody or something and letting your mind go there, if that makes sense. There's a difference between seeing something and thinking about that thing. Like, you know, I don't even know why I'm talking about this right now, but for example, if I was like out in public and I see a very pretty girl or something, right? It's one thing to see her, and then it's another thing to see her, but then like think about her, you know, if that makes sense, if I explain that right. I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion, but the impact that it has on relationships. Don't worry, I have a lot more points here. So point number two, addiction. When you're watching porn, it becomes, it can be, it's very addictive. But not only that, but it creates a constant crave for stimulation. And that's my point number two. It creates a constant crave for stimulation, and it's very addicting. So watching porn, according to brain doctors or whatever, brain scientists, I don't even know what you call them, is far more stimulation than your brain should intake in a single day. And you get it in the span of a few minutes. You get that stimulation in the span of a few minutes. While the rest of the day continues building up stimulation, or maybe this is at the end of the day or whatever. So one thing to understand, and I've talked about the mental stimulation a lot in a lot of my other episodes, but when you're constantly stimulating yourself mentally, it creates a crave for that. And you know, it's like when you know, that a lot of people call weed the gateway drug. And why is that? It's because when you start there, at least for a lot of people, not everybody, but when you start there, you start smoking weed a little bit, and you get used to the high, right? You get used to the feeling after a while. And so what happens is you begin to either you smoke more or and more and more and more. But then when you're not getting that same stimulus, like you're smoking even more to get that same high that you used to get. And then, you know, eventually, not every time, obviously, but for some people, eventually that high isn't enough anymore. And so they move on to a more stimulating drug, a more intense drug, because they're not getting the same feeling that they were just smoking weed when they first started. And that's exactly how the brain works. That's exactly how this porn addiction works. When you're watching porn, it is stimulating your brain. And when you're stimulating your brain this much, and you never set boundaries, or you never set, you know, you never detox yourself or anything, your brain starts to look for more and more and more and more so that it can get that same like dopamine rush that it used to get. And this is why this is so addicting, but it also causes like a constant need, a constant crave for stimulation. And that doesn't mean just by watching porn. It creates that constant want for dopamine, for that dopamine hit in your brain. So when watching porn, or when you're addicted to it, what happens is it floods the brain with dopamine. That's what's happening in the brain when you're watching porn. And over time, what happens is your brain slows or stops the production of dopamine to prevent overstimulation. So what happened, you know, we're watching so much porn that we're trying to get the same effect that we used to get. And at the same time, our brain is slowly stopping the production of natural dopamine in our brains because it's like, hey, like, look, this is too much stimulation. Like, I don't want to overfeed myself here. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to become dependent on that to get its dopamine hit for the day. It's like when you're, it's like when you're taking testosterone, right? Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. But if you do, awesome. When you're taking testosterone, and I only know this because I go to the gym a lot and I considered it and whatever. Don't worry if you're worried about it. I'm not taking it. But I'm just saying, if you take testosterone, you know, let's say to get more jacked, you know, what happens is your body then starts producing less of it. Or melatonin. Same thing with melatonin. Your body starts to produce less of it because you're getting it already from an outside source. And then eventually, if you're taking it for so long, your brain like stops producing that, stops producing dopamine, stops producing melatonin, stops producing testosterone because you're getting it from an outside source. So it's like, oh, okay, we don't need to work anymore. And then your brain becomes dependent on this outside source. And this is what happens when we're watching porn. And this might sound very dramatic, but it's not. This is literally what happens. And you could definitely go check out the research, like go look this stuff up. This is crazy, crazy stuff. But when you're watching porn and when you're constantly stimulating yourself, not just when you're watching porn, but I guess even in anything, if you're constantly getting a dopamine rush from, you know, doing all this stuff, whatever, and you're never taking a break, your brain's going to be like, hey, like I'm getting all this dopamine from outside sources, so I don't need to produce it anymore. So then what happens is you begin to not enjoy life as much. Life begins to feel dull. You're not enjoying things as much as you used to. You're not feeling as happy as you used to. Why? Because your brain is not producing dopamine anymore. And so when you achieve something or you do something great or, you know, you're with your friends having a great time, it's not as enjoyable as it used to be. And it's not just when we're watching porn, but it's, you know, this applies to other things, other stimulations, right? But this is what happens. Like, this is what happens a lot with when people are doing a bunch of drugs or smoking weed all the time. Same effect here. So that your brain doesn't, it's trying to prevent overstimulation. After some time, not only are you becoming addicted to porn, but you are now going to have to look to more outside sources for that dopamine rush to continue having normal levels of dopamine. You see what I'm saying here? So the more porn you're watching, or, you know, I guess for anything, right? Maybe not just porn. For the more weed you're smoking, the more caffeine you're drinking. And that's a big thing for me, caffeine. It's like the more caffeine I drink, the more I need the next day because so I get the same effect that it had yesterday. You see what I'm saying? But people use porn because it's not only physically, it's not only stimulating in your brain. It is, I'm going to get to that in a minute. I don't want to jump ahead. I don't want to spoil. So you become addicted to it. And then now you're going to look for more outside sources of dopamine because your brain is going to slowly stop producing it. And this is a very common, very, very common thing with people who have a porn addiction is they no longer find joy in life or they find less joy in life. And then that's where you see, like, you know, when you're getting addicted to this, you know, you need that extra boost of dopamine so that you can get that same feeling that you used to get, right? But it's never satisfying. It's never satisfying. And so what happens is when you're looking for that same dopamine rush that you used to get, this is why we get into all these weird things. This is why we start looking up new positions, more colors, 4K, even virtual reality. You know, we start getting into like all these different things and some of this stuff gets really freaking weird. And then there's this whole thing called, oh my gosh, what is it even called? Okay, well, my friends, I cannot find what the term is called. I just did a Google research and I cannot find it anymore. It's like this new term where, like, basically, yeah, I don't really want to get into it actually, but you know, stuff gets weird. It gets really weird. And when you're looking for that same dopamine rush that you used to get, you start to look for more extreme things. And what I mean by that is like the top, I don't even know, I think the top, the most watched category or whatever is transgender stuff, which is freaking weird that that's the top category. But it gets, you know, it gets to these extreme things so that our brains can get the same level of dopamine that we used to get just watching like normal stuff or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So then we become, you know, like we start to view more extreme things. We start to go to more extreme places the more this addiction builds because we need that same dopamine rush that we used to get. So point number three is distorted views. You begin to get distorted views the more porn you're watching. And I've talked about this before in many episodes, but porn is almost like that. Maybe not many other episodes, but it's like that hyper reality. And if you don't know what hyper reality is, I would highly suggest you go look this stuff up. It's crazy awesome to even think about. Super, super fun to learn about. But it is a real thing, hyper reality. And it be, when you are addicted to pornography, or when you're watching it all the time, or when you're watching it regularly, or even like, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever, it creates this hyper reality. It becomes real, especially the more you view it. It's like that, you know, in the last episode I talked about it, I don't remember which episode that was, but it's like that Instagram reel about how all dudes who are 6 foot tall are toxic or whatever, right? Some person made this reel about how every guy that's 6 foot tall has these three toxic traits or whatever, you know? And so, you know, then you're going out and you're viewing every guy who's 6 foot tall. And you're like, oh, he's got those, you're toxic. You know, you view reality based off somebody else's opinion, right? Off of somebody else's experience. But this becomes real to you because you are watching it all the time. It's like when you're looking at pictures of jacked dudes all day. I'm going back to the same example I used in the last episode. When you're looking at pictures of jacked dudes all day, dudes with crazy chiseled six packs and like, you know, awesome bodies or whatever, Mr. Olympia type stuff, right? When that's all you see on your Instagram feed, or that's all you're seeing this very often, that becomes reality for you. Why? Because that's what your brain is seeing. And when you see that, I literally talked about all this in like the last episode, but when you see that so often, your brain does not understand the difference between reality and a screen, so that it takes that as reality. So then you're viewing yourself as, oh, I'm fat, or oh, I'm too skinny, I'm too small, I'm not big enough, I don't have enough muscle, I'm not toned enough, you know, whatever it is, right? Because your reality has been shaped by an Instagram algorithm. The same thing goes for pornography. When you're watching it so much, this stuff becomes reality to you. You begin to view this more extreme stuff as completely normal, and you become you begin to view reality differently. Like a lot of times you begin to view women, or you know, whoever else, in a more objectifying way, or you see your own wiener not being super small because every guy's wiener on porn is massive, right? Or whatever it is, it begins to shape your reality. And then you become insecure, or you start viewing people this way. You become over-sexualizing people or things or whatever, right? Because that becomes normal for you. Not only that, but the more you watch it, the more real it becomes. And the more you begin to view the people around you in that way, what happens is a lot of the time people will begin sexualizing other people constantly. What happens a lot of the time, and I've heard a lot of testimonies on this when I was doing my research for this topic, was a lot of people who have this addiction don't like it. A lot of people who have this addiction are even disgusted with themselves. And they're like, I'm over-sexualizing other people. And I am viewing them. They're like, what was said a lot actually was, now when I'm like, in public or something, when I see a pretty girl, I don't just see a pretty girl. It's like I go there in my mind with her. I begin to view her with this lens on, right? And I've talked about this before, like the lens that you put on your mind, I guess. And the more you're watching porn, the more you're becoming this normal and whatever, you begin to sexualize other people, right? So that's that, the addiction. This is why people are addicted. It's stimulating. And it's not only, okay, I'm going to get into the other part in a minute. So hang on with me. Point number four, or the fourth of effect, I guess, of pornography usage is the psychological effects. And this website, what is it? Fightthebeast.org. It can lead to altered neural pathways that impair cognitive functions such as decision-making, problem-solving, and emotional regulation. Notice how I said emotional regulation. I'm going to get to that in a second. The good news is that these effects are not irreversible. Through the process of rewiring the brain. I told you rewiring the brain is a real thing. Just so you know, I did say that. That's what I try and teach on here. Teach you to rewire your brain, baby. Let's get it. For good. Only for good. But you can see that it's not just watching porn. It's literally, and if you see the brain scans of people who don't watch it or who didn't watch it to after they've watched it for a long time, it's like incredible. It changes your brain and it changes the wiring in your brain in so many different ways. And I didn't really even go into much research on this part because I was researching everything else, like the addiction part and whatever. But holy cow, that's incredible. And, people are like, oh, it's just porn. No, it's like, this is a real thing and it's actually affecting you on ways that you don't even understand. It's rewiring your brain. So point number five, sexual functioning. I don't want to spend too much time here, but it's more likely the more you watch it, you're more likely not going to be turned on anymore, or it's going to become very difficult. For guys, you're likely to get erectile, ED, stuff like that, because one woman is not going to give you that same dopamine rush that this video is going to give you, because the people who make this video understand how to get your attention, how to squeeze out all of the, attention, how to release as much dopamine into the brain as they possibly can, because they need you to keep coming back, right? So that's that. So this next part is now that we talked about the effects of pornography, I want to talk a little bit about understanding porn addiction. Like, why do people start getting addicted in the first place? And then not only that, but why do people continue in this addiction even when they hate it? And I don't want to just give a simple answer like, oh, because they're addicted. No, that doesn't help anybody. I want to understand this. And so do you, if you're still listening, because you're a total stud. So a lot of time people start watching porn out of curiosity, at a younger age. Most of the time people start watching it out of curiosity. And it's kind of like that innocent curiosity almost, But what I found is it is either introduced to them by somebody else, some trauma has happened, or they're old enough to become curious about it. This is for a majority. Not for everybody, okay, but for majority. And what happens is when you watch it the first time, it is like an instant high. It feels good mentally and physically, But it often begins with an innocent curiosity almost. And I don't know if you could call that innocent curiosity, but in a way. But when you watch it, as it is, and it's highly addictive, it becomes hard to just stop. And, you know, when starting out with a lot of things, we don't really think about how this could be affecting us in the long term or how it could be, affecting us, I guess. And when you get into this, it's highly addictive, and it becomes hard to just stop. And oftentimes people face a battle of wanting to quit for years. And a lot of people will even quit altogether for long periods of time and return back to it. Because when it comes to porn addiction, it doesn't just make you feel good physically. This addiction is like a hunger that will never be satisfied. It is like a scratch that will never be scratched, or an itch that will never get scratched. Why? And what does that even mean? Because that's a great question, by the way. You are very, very smart. Thank you for asking that. Because it's not only that porn is addictive, but it is an internal issue, a mental issue. The reason a lot of people get addicted is because of an internal issue, a mental issue that they already have. And a lot of times we cannot stop or quit, or we won't quit this addiction because we view it as simply a porn addiction. That's how we view it. It's just, oh, I watch porn. And when watching porn, oftentimes when you are watching porn, it is an escape from reality where we don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to think about anything else, because when you are at your climax, I'll say, there is nothing on your mind. It's simply bliss, as what's his name? Dr. K says it. I think that's his name. Dr. K says it. You don't have to worry about anything else. It is a moment of pure good feeling, I guess. And the root cause of an addiction like this is actually not a crave for stimulation, not a want, not a curiosity, but it is an emotional problem. Because porn addiction is used, or porn is used, for emotional regulation. If you don't believe me, go check this stuff out. But it's not just that people view it as, oh, it makes me feel good. But they don't even realize that this stuff is used as an emotional regulator. And we justify it, you know, watching porn, in our brains, whether you're having a good day or a bad day. Or we justify addiction in our brains, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, you know? So, like, if I'm having a good day, oh, awesome. I get to reward myself by smoking some weed. I get to reward myself by watching porn. If you're having a bad day, oh, man, I had a terrible day. I'm going to make myself feel better and watch some porn. I'm going to make myself feel better and smoke some weed, whatever it is, right? That's how addiction works. That is how addiction works. Emotional regulation. But we can't stop because we are trying to satisfy a deeper issue in our hearts. And what has been found is when people who are addicted to porn are with other people, or they feel loved and appreciated, the urge almost goes away completely. They don't find a want to watch porn. They don't find a need to want to watch porn. When people feel appreciated or loved or valued, the urge completely goes away most of the time. Or when they're with other people, or when they are busy. And with porn, the thing is like, it's so easy to do. One of the biggest reasons we keep going back to it is because we get bored. You just keep going back to it because you have nothing else to do. So you're like, oh, okay, why not, right? Anyways, and when they feel alone, temptation is there. Because with boredom, and this, look, I go into these topics a lot more than you think I do. And this is super, super, super cool. So listen up, okay? So when people are alone, temptation is there, because with boredom, when you become bored, then comes desperation. Yes. So when you're bored and your brain is craving some sort of dopamine or stimulation rush, we run to porn, or in many cases, other things, you know, whatever the addiction is. But just because we're talking about porn today, that's, yeah. We run to our addiction when we are bored because, or when we are, yeah. Because when we're bored, that is our brain screaming at us, telling us, you need stimulation. You need a dopamine hit. You need whatever. It's your brain screaming at you, telling you, I need something, right? I thought that was super cool when I found that out when I was doing my research for this topic. I thought that was crazy. I wanted to share that with you, but that was super cool. Boredom is not just boredom. It's the brain literally screaming at you, telling you, hey, I need dopamine. Hey, I need stimulation. Go make me stimulated so I can be happy because I stopped producing dopamine on my own. There you go. The brain in a nutshell. When we have issues like porn addiction, it's not only an emotional issue we are trying to solve here, but we are using it to regulate our emotions. And what was found is a lot of people who have a porn addiction aren't even horny a lot of the time. When they watch it, they simply watch it to satisfy them emotionally. Isn't that just crazy? Like, a lot of times people aren't even horny when they watch porn. They watch it to satisfy them emotionally. But that's the thing with addictions, is they will never satisfy you emotionally. They will always leave you wanting more. That's how it goes. No matter what the addiction is. Even if it's a good addiction, like going to the gym. So I hope all those dots connected for you as they did for me. It's not just an addiction. It's an emotional regulation tool. And when you're bored, your brain's screaming at you. And so a lot of times we watch porn just to get that dopamine hit, at least if you have a strong addiction. I mean, some people maybe not, but I'm talking about, you know, mainly for people who have this strong addiction, right? And I didn't want to just simply say porn is bad, you know, like that's not what I'm here for. I want to go deep into these topics. I want to understand why. Because that's the, you know, those are the things that not many people ask these days, are why. They may say, this is bad, this is good, but why? Let's understand the brain a little bit. Let's learn something here. But I wanted to understand what makes it so addictive. Why we continue to indulge even when we don't want to. And it's because it is a patch on a hole that needs to be fixed another way. If you're trying to quit porn or any other addiction for that matter, you will not simply quit out of motivation or because of motivation. A lot of us, what we think is going to happen is, I'm going to get super pumped up. I'm going to get super motivated. I'm going to start reading every day. You know, it's like for New Year's, right? Everybody's got their New Year's resolutions and everybody's done by February. You know why? Because we rely on motivation to start this new habit or to quit this old habit. We're looking to the wrong things to help us out here. Because motivation is not going to help you out when you're trying to quit something, an addiction. And it's not going to help you out when you're trying to start a new habit. It may help temporarily, and motivation is great. I love motivation. I love getting freaking fired up and getting after it, right? But you cannot always rely on motivation because you're not always going to have it. So what happens a lot of the time is we rely on motivation to help us quit watching porn or quit this addiction or that addiction, right? Or start this new habit or whatever it is. And then we fail because we're not always going to be motivated. And so when you are trying to quit pornography addiction, what has been found was some very helpful ways on quitting it would be finding a way to have emotional regulation, like meditation or yoga. Believe what you want to believe. Prayer. And I fully believe that, you know, as a Christian, I fully believe that Jesus can take you out of that completely. I believe that he can completely change you around, 100%. But if you want to quit watching pornography, you cannot go to motivation to solve your problems. Because, you know, okay. So other tips for helping you quit were you have to stay busy. You have to, because when you're busy, you don't have time to get bored, or you don't have time to watch porn. And this is for porn specifically, not just any addiction right here. When you're busy, your mind is not thinking about it, or it may be, but you don't have time to do it. And so what was found was keeping a very, very tight schedule helps incredibly with porn addiction, or helping you quit watching it. And so I don't have a direct answer for you on how to quit pornography. I think it's a process. I think it's also a mindset. But that's like a full topic for a whole nother day. But today, what I wanted to do was understand the why. Understanding why we have this addiction, why people get stuck in it. And just, you know, just the addiction in general. That was my main focus for today's episode, is understanding why. But with all that said, my friends, that is the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed, again, I would super, super, super appreciate it if you share a link to one of your friends, family members, or on your stories or whatever, or repost a post that I post throughout the week. That would also be super, super helpful. If you want to support me in any other way, you could leave a rating or review on whatever platform you're listening on. I know that got a little bit uncomfortable for some of you, but I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really, you know, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I would also love to hear your thoughts on maybe any upcoming topics that you want me to talk about. I love getting feedback on my episodes. So feel free to message me or follow me on Instagram or Facebook. That's where I'm mainly at Alpha Insight Podcast. That would be super, super cool. But let me know your thoughts. I love to hear from you guys. And if you made it this far, you are a real one. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.